You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We've got Tammy Nielsen in the studio and we will be chatting to her in just a couple of minutes, so stay tuned to BFM.
They'll be here in October for the Southern Fork Americana Fest. Don't miss it.
Losing my mind from losing your love, raising my eyes to the skies above, but I don't find nothing, don't feel nothing but alone. No time to cry when the babies need feeding, days flying by with nothing new in between them. My soul is wearing thin. Time stretches on, a fool's marathon, ever since the day I you died. Holy Moses, ooh-wee, have mercy on me. I cry, Holy Moses, ooh-wee, have mercy on me, have mercy on me. Somewhere on down the road, can't be bothered picking up my phone. I wish the whole damn world would just leave me alone. Stop knocking on my door, but nobody can see this burning on me. Backbreaking, no one else gonna carry. Holy Moses, ooh-wee, have mercy on me.
Losing my mind from losing your love, raising my eyes to the skies above, but I don't find nothing, don't feel nothing but alone. No time to cry when the baby's defeated, days flying by with nothing new in between them. My soul is wearing thin. Time stretches on, a fool's marathon, ever since the day that you done gone.
Tammy Nielsen with Holy Moses, and we've got Tammy in the studio. Morena, how are you?
Good morning.
Hey, it's such a treat to have you up here today. Thank you for popping in.
Oh, thanks for having me. You guys gave me my little cup of tea. And
I know,
there's a
I was
little
gonna
pot.
Say, I want to give the listeners an idea. There's like this little cute teapot made by actually Oscar from the news team. Thanks. Shout out to Oscar. And a little teacup and a saucer. It's very cute.
We are peak rock and roll.
And that's what we're here to talk about, is the rock and roll lifestyle. You are playing, of course, at the Southern Fork Americana Fest, which is coming up very soon, actually.
Yes.
Sort of October is not that far away now.
I know. It's crazy how quickly it's sneaking up. I've got an entire tour of New Zealand that includes the Southern Fork Festival. So, yeah, I was just texting my brother on the way in here going, hey, we need to have a little FaceTime to talk about the set list.
So your brother is going to be touring around with you, and he's currently in Canada at the moment.
Yeah,
and
all of my family are.
We were just saying off air that this is the first time you've ever toured with your brother in New Zealand since you moved here 15 years ago.
Yes, I know, because overseas, whenever I tour internationally, which is all the time lately, I have my brother in my band. But I'm like, you know, everybody else in the world sees me perform with my brother, except my biggest fan base, which is New Zealand. And I said it's really weird because it's almost like having a best friend that's never met your husband or something, you know? And, and you're like, I feel like you guys know each other, but you don't know each other.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited to bring my best friend over to meet my husband, which is New Zealand.
Yes, I love it. That was perfect. That was absolutely watertight analogy there.
Yes.
I actually think I've seen, I think maybe you posted this on Facebook or something a while ago, a video of you and your siblings when you were little kids playing.
Oh my God, yes.
This is so cute. So this has obviously been something that you have had since day dot, is playing with your siblings. How does it feel, I guess, being separated by the ocean? It must be a little bit funny to sort of be making music and thinking about your other band members overseas as well.
Yeah, well, it's funny because, you know, when I first moved here, I definitely felt it. It was really daunting to kind of strike out on my own after being in a family band for my entire life.
Mm.
And but then, of course, kind of built my career here and have kind of found my New Zealand musical family, people like Delaney and Marlon, and working with them. And then kind of coming full circle 15 years later and working a lot with my brother overseas. He's always been really involved in my music. He co-writes, he helps with a lot of my albums, and has even produced some of my albums. And so I think a lot of the songs that my fans love, they don't realize that he's kind of co-written, because I kind of leave it out because he's not here. So,
so
I just take full credit. I take full credit. And yeah, I'm like, people are going to come to shows and be like, oh, he's going to be, you mean the song we wrote? I can't just be like, here's one I wrote. Yeah. So all of the shit's going to hit the fan now.
I'm sure it'll be a lot of fun though. So you're going all around the country. Any parts of New Zealand that you sort of love playing? Because I think that's one of the beautiful things about touring around New Zealand is you get to go to these incredibly small, incredibly weird and wacky places that you just don't get to tour in other parts of the world, really.
Yeah, no, and kind of along the way, you have your little favorite stops.
Yeah, yeah. Between, best dairy.
And like there's this amazing little vintage, not little, it's this sprawling, incredible vintage shop between like Christchurch and it's in Mayfield. Is it Mayfield?
Yes.
Oh my God, it's amazing. And then, of course, Fleur's Place in Moraki on the way to Dunedin. So there's all these little, treasures that you kind of get to, and get to take, you know, when you tour with people overseas, like, here is our wonderful country.
Exactly. You can show it off to your brother as well this time, which will be very fun, I'm sure. Hey, so you've got a new album coming out next year. This is very exciting. What can you tell us about it?
Well, it's coming out on Valentine's Day. It's called... And it's called Chickaboom, and it's kind of an anti-love.
That's the best kind of one on Valentine's Day, I reckon.
I mean, a lot. Yeah, Unrequited, and which is funny because I'm happily married with two kids, but I write like
you still write those
this
songs.
Other persona, right? So that one's coming out. We have it's funny to have a release date so far out. It seems so far out, but of course the whole business of music has shifted, and it's single until you know the album drop is kind of the end of the line where it used to be kind of the beginning. We have about six singles rolling out. Our first single rolled out, premiered on Rolling Stone a few weeks ago. And then the next one's coming out right before the tour.
Yay.
So, lots of little goodies. And it's funny because people kind of, old school people are like, oh, I like it when, you know, you used to get an album and you didn't know there was one single. And it should be, whole thing. I don't want it all. And I'm like, you don't have to listen to it.
Yeah.
Like, you could choose to not.
Just wait and play.
It's like, you know, Christmas presents before Christmas. You don't have to open it, but.
Exactly.
Know.
And I'm like, well, it's, I see it as like those advent calendars, you know, as a kid, where you like get to open a little chocolate all the way to the end. And it's like, well, it's still the same box of chocolate.
Exactly. Exactly. Hey, another awesome thing that you've done recently is, of course, the wonderful Waiata Anthems album.
Mm.
That's just such an incredible collection of amazing songs from all across New Zealand music. And your song, Cry Myself to Sleep, or Roimata, was recorded on that as well. What was the process of that like for you, recording your own song in Te Reo Māori?
Yeah, it was incredibly special, and it was such a huge honor to be asked. You know, here I'm like this Canadian chick, and I got to be part of this project. And I'm like, why do I get to, how did I get so lucky? And they're like, well, you're First Nations. Like I'm First Nations Canadian Ojibwe. And so I think that First Nations people just see that as a community worldwide, yeah. You know. And so I feel a very strong kinship with Maori. And there are a lot of similarities. Yeah, they said, well, you know, you're First Nations, you're allowed. And
Indigenous high five across the ocean.
Totally, totally. And so, yeah, it was incredibly powerful. I can remember going in and I had said to, I had originally done the song in half English and half Te Reo for an Auckland Arts Festival show. Mm. And it was literally like the royalty of Maori music. Like there was Maisie, there was Rob Ruha, there's Rhea, there's, you know, everybody who you can,
Hinuahimuhi as well. Thank you. Yeah.
And so it was just like already intimidating to even walk out there.
Yeah.
And then they're like, can you sing Te Reo in front of all of these people? And I was like, are you kidding me? And so I'd learned the chorus and did the rest in English. And Hini saw that and was part of the show. And so when she was putting this project together, she said, could you do that song? Because all the other songs are people's big hits that whereas mine is like, hi, here's this little country song none of you have heard. But she wanted it. And so I'm like, yes, I will be there with bells on. And so going into it, it's funny because people, it can be a really intimidating thing because you don't want to get anything wrong. You don't want to look like a fool, you know. But I think that even the motivation to learn Te Reo or to speak Te Reo, you're showing the effort, you're showing the respect and the value, and it you know, that it has with you. And so I think that Maori respect that and appreciate that. And so, being a Canadian, you know, it's funny because a lot of New Zealanders don't realize how much Te Reo they know.
Yeah.
Because you grow up around it.
Totally.
Every New Zealander knows, you know, to count to 10. Yes. They know, you know, all of these little songs they learn as children. Every town name is in Te Reo. You know, every village and every newscast, people are saying kia ora or, you know, it's just a constant kind of flow. And being Canadian, I didn't grow up around that. Mm. So it was even more daunting to kind of be like, ooh, like I'm starting from like baseline here. So, it was incredibly special and such a huge honor to be asked to be included. And when I first heard the recording back of me singing in this other language, I just started to cry. It was really such a powerful thing.
I think that it is an incredibly beautiful song. It's an incredibly beautiful album, actually. Mm. And as you were saying, songs that people know really, really well sound completely different when they're sung in Te Reo Māori, and it makes you think about them in a totally new way as well. So what a huge honour, I guess, to be asked for that.
It definitely was. And I feel I like the song actually better in Te Reo because Māori has such beautiful, big, open vowels.
And
you can just let these notes sail, whereas my English version, I'm like, oh, this is a bit crap.
Hey, well, we've got that gorgeous version out there now. We're going to play the brand new single from your upcoming album, though, Hey Bus Driver. It's featuring your brother
which is
awesome. And people can catch you at the Southern Fork Americana Fest in a couple of weeks' time. Also, all around the country as well. If you're not listening in Auckland, if you're listening elsewhere, all of the dates are up on Under the Radar, I believe, as well.
Yes, they are.
Thank you so much, Tammy,
Thanks
for coming
for
in this
me.
Morning. Such a treat. Hey Bus Driver by Tammy Nielsen.
Go, go, go and say, hey, bud.
That was Tammy Nielsen and Jay Nielsen with Hey Bus Driver, and that's off her brand new album that's coming out in February of next year, and you can catch her at the Southern Fork Americana Fest, which is happening all across the start of October. Tammy will be playing on October the 20th, and if you happen to be listening from elsewhere in the country, don't worry, there are plenty of other dates that she'll be playing too. Jump on Under the Radar. They've got the full lineup there as well. Thanks again to Tammy for popping in this morning. It's such a treat to chat to her. And thanks for all your nice texts as well. Grizzy's texted in to say she just played Sassafras, Green Vinyl yesterday, Loud As, and Singing Along. We freaking love it, and her. So do we.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.